PFT Media.
A new water park is open. A new pedestrian bridge is open. This and more on the Daily City Show. Nona Adventure Park celebrated its grand opening this past Saturday at 14086 Centerline Drive in Lake Nona. Nona Adventure Park is located on a lake and is designated for all ages and skill sets. The park is home to a two-track Rixon cable system for water skiers and wakeboarders, an inflatable obstacle course on the water, an on-land climbing tower with a 60-foot-high ropes course, a wobble bridge, two 50-foot climbing walls, a pro shop with equipment rentals, and a restaurant named Splash's Bistro. Orlando's inventory of rental housing accessible to low-income residents will increase this year with the completion of Village on Mercy, a new apartment community currently under construction that will bring 166 affordable apartment homes to the city's Mercy Drive corridor. All of the apartments will be affordable, with income restrictions of 60% or less of the area median income, and 50% of the units will provide housing for formerly homeless individuals and families. Construction is expected to be completed by September. Are you a fan of Mayor Buddy Dyer? Want to help him win re-election? Want to ask him why he didn't shave his face when he read that Dr. Seuss book to those kids? Then you can join him and his host committee for their official campaign kickoff tonight, Monday, March 25th, 5:30 to 7 at the Abbey in downtown Orlando. RSVP at buddyfororlando.com. The new executive director of the Ivanhoe Village Main Street District was just announced. A two-year committee member who later graduated to serve on the board of directors of Ivanhoe Village, Christian Switzer, is a resident of Ivanhoe Village and Lake Formosa and runs the I Love Ivanhoe Village Instagram account. She starts the new job April 17th. The Downtown Arts District celebrated the grand opening of the new home of City Arts at the newly renamed Rogers Keene Building at 39 South Magnolia Avenue last week. City Arts will feature five galleries along with a cafe. The former owner of the building donated it to the City of Orlando with the one stipulation that for the next 20 years it would be used for the arts. In June of last year, the city agreed to lease the newly named Rogers Keene Building to the Downtown Arts District for the purpose of moving City Arts into the building. Its former location was on Orange Avenue next door to Sack Comedy Lab. Built in 1886, the Rogers Keene Building was once home to the English Club, which sponsored dances, theater, and other events. It was named an Orlando Historic Landmark in 1978 and was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1983. The Colonial Drive Overpass Pedestrian and Bike Walkway is now open to the public. It crosses Colonial and downtown Orlando right next to I-4. This new $9 million quarter-mile bridge will help provide a safe connection from the business core to the North Quarter, providing critical links between the Orlando Urban Trail and Gertrude's Walk, Sunrail, and Link Central Station. The Downtown Orlando Partnership, alongside Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer, announced the formation of the Avrio Foundation. Greek for tomorrow, the Avrio Foundation will leverage the passion and support of the business community to help shape the future of downtown Orlando. The foundation will work with the public and private sector to enhance the vibrancy of downtown Orlando through beautification, activation, connectivity, and placemaking efforts. It will bring together leaders, dreamers, creators, and community activators to amplify the vibrancy of downtown. As of today, I have not received my invitation to participate. For more local Orlando news, you can find us on Instagram at The Daily City. And as always, hashtag Orlando is wonderful. The popular local-centric shopping event Orlando Flea returns to downtown March 31st. Orlando Flea is a daytime indoor makers market with over 35 local and regional artisans, makers, and creatives selling locally designed posters, t-shirts, pins, and jewelry along with vintage clothing. Enjoy lunch, desserts, and a full bar while you show love and support to the local creative force of nature on display at Orlando Flea. Orlando Flea is Sunday, March 31st, 12 to 4 at Celine at 22 South Magnolia Avenue in downtown Orlando. For updates and details, follow Orlando Flea on Instagram at Orlando Flea.
A PFT Media production.